It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of John, John chapter 10. We're going to read with from verse 6 down through verse 19. John chapter 10, verse 6 is where we're going to begin to read. So if you'd open your Bibles to that, you can follow along in just a few moments. I'd like to share with you, first of all, that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Glad that you've joined us today for the precious study. Now, please, if you would follow along with me, John chapter 10, beginning to read with verse 6. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scatters the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is a hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. The other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, for I lay it down of myself, and I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. There was division, therefore, among the Jews for these sayings. We'll end right there with the reading, and please that you follow me in prayer before we begin the study. Father, I thank you that we can come today and read your precious word. I thank you for it. Please that you would show us your way and will. Direct us, Lord, please. We love your word. We love studying your word, and we want it to always be your word, not mine, Lord. Please, please that you will show us your direction and your will and way for our lives. Convict our hearts, Lord, that we may follow you ever so closely. It's such a joy to be a believer in Jesus Christ and be able to call myself a Christian because you've died on the cross of Calvary and I've come by faith and trusted in you. Thank you, Lord. Today we're not only going to talk about that death and how you have given your life, but also we're going to talk about the life that you've given us because you also have taken it up again. Father, please, a glorious, a victorious resurrection. Please now show us your way and will as we study your word. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, what a joy to study the precious word. Again, we started in the sixth verse. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto thee and to you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, shall go in and out and find pasture. You know, as we look through these verses of Scripture, we have studied this the last time we were together, and again, we have the sheep of the shepherd of the sheep. We have that he came to lead them out. We have in verse 7, I am the door of the sheep. We have in verse 9, I am the door, opening up the door for not only the Jews for them to come. And again, he came by the way of the door. We've talked about that several times now. We're not going to spend time at that today. But not only did he come for the Jews, come for Israel, but he also come for the Gentiles too. I am the door. Open it up for everybody. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, shall go in and out and find pasture. What a beautiful picture that is. We'll get a little further down into the line, and we're going to read Psalms 23. And that speaks of the care that he gives us. We also spend some time concerning the thieves that are out there. They have come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. We've spent time there, and I hope that that opened your eyes just a little bit to the choices that we have. We must be so careful that we follow after the truth, the Word of God, and follow a man of God that preaches that truth, that teaches that truth. Please, that you follow after him. It's so important that we have the man of God that preaches, teaches, and lives the truth, the Word of God. And if he doesn't preach the truth, then he is a thief. He's come by another means, another way. The 11th verse tells us, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. That's how much that Jesus loved us. That's how much that the shepherd cares for his sheep, because he is willing to die for his sheep, that he can keep them and help them to grow and to flourish. You see, the shepherd, he didn't at this time just raise them to take them to the slaughterhouse. No, he raised them that they would grow, that they too would bring more lambs, bring the lambs into the world, that each time it'd bring life. Yes, there were some of these sheep that were given for sacrifice, but most of these sheep, they were cared for that he could build that flock, that it would grow, and he cared for them in every way. I am the good shepherd, and a good shepherd cares for his sheep, even to the place that he would even give his life for them. But he that is a hireling, he that is a hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth a wolf coming, and leave the sheep, and he fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scatters the sheep. Now you see what happens to somebody that is just getting paid a salary. He doesn't care. Now, we've looked at the thieves and the robbers. Now we've looked at a hireling. Now, if a hireling comes and is caring for these sheep, and he's coming for one purpose, and that is to collect his paycheck, he's not going to risk his life for those sheep. The shepherd will. The one that owns, has bought and paid for those sheep. Yes, he will care for them, and he will lay his life down for them. But the hireling will not. The hireling will run. If something comes up against him that is stronger than he is, and he's fearful of them, he would not risk his life for them. He'll run. Well, that's what happens today, because these thieves that we talked about up here in verse 10, and we can bring it down now down to these hirelings in verse 12. When it comes down to the end, and you think that hireling would be right next to you, but he will not be there. He's going to run away when going gets tough. I don't recall now the average stay of a preacher, but it's not very long. Because, see, the preacher is a hireling. Most times he's a hireling. He doesn't come to lead the sheep. And yes, Jesus Christ is the good shepherd. But as the under the good shepherd, the pastor of the church, we should feed and care for them, for the sheep, to the best of our ability. We should give them all the right food. And you cannot give sheep the right food. You cannot care for them properly unless you do it according to God's way. We must follow the way of God. We must follow the Word of God. And if we do it some other way that seems like it keeps more of them collected and keeps more of them here, but it's not really God's way. We've changed it a little bit because that was a little too harsh. We can't say that. You just can't repeat those words. You know, you can't say that if you're going to die and go to hell. Now, when you tell people that, there's a problem here. You can't do that. And so we soften it up just a little bit. The hireling tells you what you want to hear in hopes that you will put a little extra money in the offering tray, that by the time the end of the year comes, then you ask for a raise, you'll get it. But if things don't go smoothly, if they don't go quite like they should, you're gone. You don't really care for the sheep because, you see, you're just the hireling. You're just making a wage. So you'll go someplace else where they will pay your wage. The shepherd will not do that. The shepherd will stay. The shepherd will lay his life down for the sheep. Once again, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Verse 11. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth a wolf coming, leave the sheep, fleeth, and the wolf catches them and scatters them. They go everywhere. Because you see, the hireling don't really care. The shepherd stays. The shepherd fights the battle. He's not afraid. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. You see, that's what this thief is, the one that comes for to steal, to kill, to destroy. That's what a hireling is. It's one that comes in just for the paycheck. I can't believe what some of these preachers are making for as little as they do. They're stealing from you. They're not doing the work of God. They're not shepherding the church. They're not leading the church in the way that God intends to do. They are stealing. They are a thief. They're stealing, they're killing, and they're destroying because they're not giving you the truth. And they themselves are just a hireling. They don't care. That's the reason that pastors, that preachers stay such a short period of time at a given church. Because most of the time they don't want to fight the battle. They don't want to go through the battle. The only thing they do is, if everything's going smooth and I keep all the feathers from being ruffled and I don't say anything out of line, I don't push my beliefs on someone, I kind of listen, and that's the way I preach. I don't preach about hell. I don't preach about sin. I don't preach that you should come by faith and faith alone to Jesus Christ, because all those things offend people. And so if I offend them, then as according to verse 19, you see what happened here? There was division, therefore, among them. Well, that's what the gospel brings, is division. Now, all you hear today is we've joined with this group, and this group, and we have doctrinal differences, but we don't care because we're here for one purpose, and that is to bring folks together. And I know we're going to win them to Jesus if we do that. No, you won't. And you're nothing more than a hireling. You're not bringing the truth. You're a thief. You've come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And you've done it by the name, under the name of the church, under the name of reverend. There's nothing that we should reverend when it comes to you, because you have not proclaimed the truth. The hireling, he is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. The wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. Hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, verse 14, and know my sheep and am known of mine. Now the good shepherd, as we look at the good shepherd, let's back up first to look at the sheep. The sheep, they're not smart enough to stay away from danger. They just wander around, kind of defenseless. Sheep are clean. They're quiet, kind of peaceful. But they just wander around. They need a shepherd. So you see, they'll follow this hireling. That's sad to say. Many times for a period of time, they even follow a stranger. As Scripture says here, a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not his the voice of the stranger. Well, today, we have many folks that seem to be deceived by that stranger, by that thief, by that hireling. And they'll follow after that instead of following after the truth. And these sheep, they're kind of prone to wonder. The good shepherd has purchased the sheep. He's purchased it with, he has paid the price. He has paid the price in full. So he has bought and paid for them. And we know he's done that with his life because Jesus loves the sheep. The shepherd loves the sheep. The Pharisees, they wanted the money. The hireling, the thief, they wanted the money. They wanted the recognition. They want somebody to pat them on the back and say how good a job they're doing. Well, we find out what the Pharisee was really made of, what these that are the hireling, the thief, the robber. We find out what they're made of because when it came to the beggar, and when the beggar acknowledged Jesus, and the closer he got to the Lord Jesus, he began to call him to be of God. He must be a prophet. And the closer the beggar became, come to the Lord Jesus, the more the Pharisees didn't like him. Now, if the Pharisees were true shepherds that were there to care and to bring the sheep and care for them as they should, they would not have cast this beggar out. But they did. They cast the beggar out. When he got close to the good shepherd, they threw him out. I love when folks get close to the good shepherd, Jesus Christ. Because the closer they get to the Lord Jesus, the more excited they are, the more joyful they are. It's just a joy to be around them. Because they're a believer in Jesus Christ. Because they know the good shepherd. The Pharisees, they didn't care that the people would grow close to God. Because you see, they were there to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Now, why would a religion do that? Why would someone with the front of being a believer in Jesus Christ, a Christian, why would they choose to do that? Because they're not there for your good. They're not there to help you to grow and come closer to the Lord Jesus. They are there for the money and for the recognition. Many times they're there because it's an easy job. It's an easy buck to be made. They don't care about you. That's most of the preachers that stand in our pulpits today. And you know how I know? Because they are not preaching the truth. When's the last time you heard a message out of the book of Revelation on hell? When's the last time that you sat in your church and you heard your preacher and he preached hard on sin and confessing your sin and coming to Jesus Christ as your Savior, trusting in Him? Trust in the risen Lord, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross and rose again. When's the last time that you heard a message preached like that? If you haven't, if you can't remember, you got a thief. You got a hireling. You got one that's come. Please that you wake up today because your days may be short. It's a joy to look at the Word of God. We find again the 13th verse, the hireling fleeth because the hireling careth not for the sheep. But Jesus says, I am the good shepherd and knoweth my sheep and am known of mine. When we look at the scripture in verse 14, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. The word know and known is not just to know someone as a casual acquaintance. It brings on the look and the meaning of an intimate relationship. The shepherd knows all the needs, all the special needs of every sheep. He doesn't just look across them and says, okay, they need so much food today, and they'll need so much of this today, and so much of that today. That's okay. He looks at every individual sheep. He knows their need, and he fulfills that need. That's what a good shepherd will do. A good shepherd will look at the need of the sheep, and he will look to that need, and as that need comes, he takes care of that need. physical, whatever the need might be of that sheep, he takes care of it. He looks ahead to see that there isn't a danger that's going to come. He keeps the sheep away from that danger. If the sheep is injured and hurt, he'll take that sheep, he'll carry that sheep, he'll do whatever it takes to care for that lamb. He knows clearly, because he has a relationship. And that's what Jesus has with every believer in Jesus Christ, a relationship, a personal relationship, a close, intimate relationship Jesus has with every believer. And that's what we're taught in this section of Scripture. As a shepherd, the sheep, as the good shepherd, the true shepherd, he's the door. He comes by the door. All these things are pictures, so we understand. We know according to the third verse that he calls them by name. It's not just a general statement. He calls them by name. He knows us personally. The sheep clearly know the shepherd. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, if you've come by faith to the Lord Jesus, you will know him as your Savior, and you will not be clinging on to works or something that you have done or something that you're going to do. It's your relationship with Jesus Christ, and you'll know him and know him clearly. You know why? Because you'll know what he's done for you. He's died on the cross of Calvary to save you. He knows that. You know that. You know that he's bought and paid for you in full. You know that he has given you eternal life. You know that. And you see the care that he gives you. You see that he keeps you from danger. And yes, there's times that we get into trouble and we get into danger, but it's because we're not following the shepherd. But if we will follow the shepherd, stay with the shepherd, you'll find that trouble won't come. And if trouble comes, we have all the need, everything we need will be provided to bring us through that danger and through that trouble. Give us strength no matter what the tribulation may be. He'll give us strength to carry on and carry through. That's the reason we know the shepherd. The shepherd knows the sheep. That's the special, sweet relationship. Now, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have no idea what I'm talking about. You can have your membership in your church and you can be faithful to that church. But if you haven't been taught the truth, and the truth is Jesus died on the cross of Calvary that you can live, and the truth is that you must confess your sin, that's the truth. Now will you do that and become a child of God? Beautiful how we look at this. I said earlier that we would be going to Psalms 23. I'd like to go back there just for a few minutes, Psalms 23, and we're going to look at those verses of Scripture. There's only six verses, Psalms 23. I have many verses, many areas of Scripture that I dearly love, and this is one of them that always really touches my heart. Psalms 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, and he leadeth me beside the still waters." What have we found that the shepherd will care for us? The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. The good shepherd will lay down his life for the sheep, verse 15 says. It's such a joy to follow after the Lord Jesus. Verse 9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and go out and find pasture." John chapter 10, verse 9. Doesn't that sound like Psalms 23? Again, verse 1, "I am the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What a beautiful, beautiful verse of Scripture. As we enjoy Scripture verses, we find that it begins in verse 23, chapter 23, verse 1, I shall not want. And if you'll look in verse 6, it says, all the days of my life. I shall not want all the days of my life. You can bring in all the rest of it in the middle. Because this isn't, you know, this is given at almost every funeral. This is read. And yes, it's of great comfort. I read this at my mother's funeral. And yes, it brought great comfort. It's a very special verses of Scripture. Not because of some place that I've read it, but because of what it says. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He brings rest to me. He leadeth me by the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me on the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. That's a daily affair, my friend, walking through the shadow of death. That old devil tries to destroy us. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. What a wonderful scripture verse to read and to be reminded of. But as we look here and he tells us that he is the shepherd, the good shepherd, what does it tell us here? In verse 23, chapter 23, verse 1 of Psalms, the Lord is my shepherd. I hope the Lord is your shepherd. I hope that you have trusted in him, come by faith to him. Again, how does the shepherd know the sheep? He's paid for them. He has bought and paid for them with his own precious life, with his blood. Our shepherd has bought and paid for us with his blood. How does a sheep know the shepherd? By listening to his words, by knowing the care that he has given them. It's a relationship, my friend, a beautiful, sweet relationship. And I hope that you have that relationship. But if you don't, you can have it today. What do we find in verse 9? John chapter 10, verse 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and go out and find pasture. Again, doesn't that sound like Psalms 23? Well, the invitation is there. That invitation is for you, because Jesus has given his life, verse 11 tells us. Laid down my life, verse 15 says. Verse 17, I laid down my life. Verse 18, I have the power to lay down my life. I lay it down myself, that scripture verse says. He did it. He was obedient to his Father's command. The love of the Father was so great. The love of the Son is so great. The love of the Holy Spirit is so great. All has come to give the life of the Lord Jesus that we might live. And then the work begins to call. Calling you. Are you going to come to the Lord Jesus today? Are you going to enjoy these green pastures? Are you going to enjoy that wonderful relationship that Jesus has for you? Or for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We know that. We know for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. We know that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We also know whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead shall be saved.
Will you come to the Good Shepherd today? My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?